This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. It's Open for Business. In an effort to reduce wastage as well as to help the community, GrubCycle helps food businesses and stores to manage their surplus by selling the products at a cheaper price. By leveraging on social media and the community itself, they release weekly grub lists to notify people on the goods that are in stock. And I'm here with the founder, Reza Shahid, on how the GrubCycle idea came about. And of course, his employee number one, Aisha Amir. And we're going to talk about revenue streams and how it got started as well. So the many social issues that needs to be resolved. Why food wastage?
Okay, first of all, good morning, Frida. So we noticed that most of the social enterprises in Malaysia are focusing on improving the living standards of the marginalized community. But in order to create a sustainable future, we consider as environmental issue is worth to looking into. So after doing our research, we found a gap regarding food wastage, which is something that really have to focus on, hence why we started with food wastage.
Right. And I know, Aisha, you've already been, you know, in this space, working for social enterprises and all that. No, so why was this, why did this appeal to you?
Well, I think with food wastage, the one thing that you approach the problem and you see that it's a bit of an iceberg problem. You see the top of it and it's huge. But what really is the big problem is the undercurrent. It's a massive problem with billions of dollars going to waste and carbon emissions. And it's so much that can be done, but people don't take notice of it.
Because we have so much. You know what I mean?
And we have so much excess.
It's excess. And then we forget, right?
We forget. Sometimes. It's so easy to just switch off your brain. And it's also just It's a mindset change for the community itself. We have this mentality of, it's like when we go to Mama's, it's that salad and timun problem.
The salad
and timun problem, right?
What is the salad and timun problem? I don't know.
You order Maggi goreng.
You don't want the salad, you don't want the timun.
You want it on your plate. You want it to be presentable. At the same time, you don't eat it. So nobody eats the salad. Nobody eats the timun. But, you know, it's still there.
I see.
You ask for a side of salad. They ask you, do you want the salad? Do you want an extra muffin? You say yes. Okay. But you end up eating
Not
really.
You see, that's the thing, right? When you mention a salad and timun, I eat my salad and my timun. So I didn't realize that was an issue.
I don't think that's part of the majority.
But that's good to know that you eat that.
Yeah, it's good.
So like for you, what were you doing before, Norris? And like, why did this, this aha moment to do this?
Okay. So because for the past 2 years, I've been working in an angel investment company. So I've been like, most of the startups are approaching me regarding their idea. Then one day I came across this social entrepreneurship. So it makes me wondering, what is it about our social entrepreneurship? I'm involved in charity, but never in this SE space. So for the past 1 year, I went to all the boot camps, all the workshops to really understand the meaning of social enterprise. Boot camp from Magic, from British Council. So after going through the process, and then one day one of the Magic committee told me that, hey, why don't you apply for Magic Accelerator Program?
Social Enterprise SE,
yeah. And then I met all the co-founders earlier this year in a charity for refugee. Then we discussed, hey, why don't we go to this space of social enterprise?
Okay.
We just got to know everyone, each other this year.
So this GrubCycle is only about 3 months?
3 months, yeah.
And so you got accepted into the program, right?
Yep.
So maybe tell us about the experience and how it helped you get equipped to run this.
When we started, to be honest, it was just idea on paper. We know the concept is available here. We can do it here, but we doesn't know how to do it. So by joining Magic Accelerator Program, they help us in terms of how do we validate our idea, how do we approach the people, how to get their, how to say the valid feedback rather than just giving them solutions. We go into the low-income families to know what exactly the issue in terms of food solutions. So slowly, Magic helps us in terms of validation, in terms of mentoring, in terms of networking. So that's how really we see Magic help us in basically in launching our social enterprise.
Okay. Now, so how does GrubCycle work? What is the process?
So GrubCycle, we have three pillars in GrubCycle. The first of all is the supermarkets. So we work with supermarkets to buy items that almost expired within 1 to 3 months. How we did it is basically we upgrade our stock every Sunday. And on Monday, we send a grub list. The grub list is basically for the customer to order from Monday to Friday. And delivery is being made from Friday to Sunday. So that's the first one. And then the second one, we work with surplus, with perishable foods, which is fresh vegetables and fresh fruits. we call it an ugly, non-sexy food,
it's,
actually.
It's the non-sexy food of our section. So what it is,
it's
non-sexy. It's the non-sexy. It's the perishables. Those are really hard to sell because they definitely have an expiry date that, you know, you can't surpass. So what we do is we buy the surplus of it and we repurpose them to other items that people will buy, something people will be more, you know, you kind of reuse it so people will buy, like, for example, we took pineapples, we make jam, we make tarts, we can take tayo, we make achar.
Okay, so you can take the timun and make achar.
Yeah, we take timun and make achar, exactly. Yeah. Take from all the plates.
And the last one is basically we're working with cafe and bakery outlets where whenever they have surplus, they will let us know and we'll help them to push it to the customers. So that's how GrabCycle works.
So, okay. So from the supermarkets, right?
Yep.
What is the you know, like what, when you buy $10 at the supermarket, when you get hold of it, it's about to expire, how much would you have, how much will you be selling it for?
So usually most of our items are half the price of the market price. Mm-hmm. And when we sell to the customers, we give them an option. Mm-hmm. If they buy at a GrabCycle price, which is half the price, they can take it and eat it. Mm-hmm. But if they buy in a market price, the differences between the market price and the GrabCycle price is used to subsidize for the cost of basic food necessities for the low-income families.
Okay, so that's for supermarkets.
Yeah.
Does that also apply for the perishables and the cafe and bakeries?
In terms of that, we are currently moving into that phase, mm-hmm. but we haven't finalizing on the pricing terms yet.
Okay, which is another, because this is a social enterprise. Where's the money in all this? You know, where's the part?
So where's the revenue coming in? So because when we sell our item to the public, we already input a small margin for basically to cover the cost of logistic, the cost of our employee as well.
My pay.
My chef's pay. So that's where the money comes in. So the cost, the differences between the price of market price and GrabCycle price is 100% goes to the Grab bag, which is the bag for the low-income families.
Okay, so also this is ultimately for the supermarkets, really for the low-income
yes.
families. So what happens though, I'm sure there'll be, whether it's from the supermarkets to the cafes, when you can't sell anymore. I mean, there's some just that don't get. So what do you do then?
So we are following one of the module from the supermarket available here in Malaysia, where if it's within 1 week or 2 weeks before expiry, and if there's no sales being made, gonna give away to the charity or to the family that we work closely with.
Okay, so this is probably like a week before.
A week before, yeah.
A week before. So are some of them just gonna wait for that 1 week, because there's no guarantee that they will get
yes,
it, right?
Yes.
So ideally they should buy, and only worst case, with only if there's nothing left, then they will get it for free.
Because they won't know when is the exact expiry date, because we put in our clause is between 1 month to 3 months.
Mm.
So there's no chance of them that really have to wait until the end, because if they wait until the end, if someone buys it, they're going to lose a chance to have a chance to buy it.
So that's how you work it.
Yep.
Very interesting as well. So did you look at the stats of the kind of food wastage we're looking at?
Yep. So in Malaysia, it's really alarming, actually. Mm. We, based on the SWCorp statistic, there's 15,000 metric tons of food wastage daily in Malaysia, where 3,000 itself is edible level food, which could feed around 2.2 million people with 3 meals a day,
right?
Which equivalent to the size of Selangor and Terengganu, total of Selangor and Terengganu.
So, I mean, there's a lot of homeless that we could give, right? Now, why didn't you do this with the homeless? Because it's not as sustainable as a business?
So we noticed that there's a lot of NGOs to focus on food wastage, like Food Aid Foundation, Lost Food Project. So we are not coming here to challenge them.
Yeah.
We're coming here to basically to come up with another solution to everyone. And by doing that, we believe that social enterprises provide a sustainable solution, where the idea for GrabCycle is that the more people buy from us, the more food being reduced from being thrown to waste, the more profit that we get, and the more families that we can help. So this is the full cycle that we're trying to look into, which is, we believe, is a sustainable way to help the whole ecosystem.
Okay.
Yeah, I think also people forget that it's easy to forget, because one of the biggest comments we get is, why don't just give your food to the homeless? Mm. These are people who definitely need it. But there are also people with low-income families where they can't afford, it would be nice for them to get Cocoa Crunch or like juices, but in the end what they need and what they need help with is their basic needs, like their basic food items, like eggs, salt, sugar, rice, all these basic things that they have a lot of mouths to feed.
Yeah.
So you help us, we help them, and in the end it also helps us as a community become an active agent of change.
Okay.
I think so. You are becoming an active participant in helping your own community.
Right. So where do people make these purchases? Where are you located?
So for now, we are currently building our website and also building our app platform. Mm. So in the meantime, basically we send it through our email blast on a weekly basis every Monday. Because how we started, before we really start GrabCycle, we create a survey. Because we need to know what exactly people want to buy. Because you know, we don't want to sell something which people don't buy, at the end goes to waste again.
Yeah, we don't want to just buy foods that nobody's going to buy and no one's going to purchase anyways.
So the way to reach out to the low-income groups is through an email and through an app?
Oh, no, we're selling to the public. This is, I think, what the biggest thing that people don't understand.
Yeah.
We want everybody to buy our products. Mm-hmm. You know, these, like, they're not just almost expired products. These are things that supermarkets can't sell. For example, packaging that's a bit damaged, or like, you know, that not so sexy items, and people don't want to buy, you know, torn packages and stuff. So we sell it to everybody for cheap, and with that, with the subsidized money, that the extra income that we get, we use to subsidize, we buy other things for the low-income families.
I see.
So the food item is for everybody. So you could buy it, everybody in your staff could buy it.
I see.
Yeah.
So that's
it. It's like a cheaper alternative to Tesco.
and that way, and I guess like working with the likes of all these people who are supplying these products as 1 to 3 months for expiry, you know, how receptive they are. We'll talk about that in just a moment. Reza Shahid and Aisha Amir from GrabCycle. You're listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Benchmark for managers, BFM 89.9.
It's Open for Business. Good morning, Frida Liu here. I'm speaking to Reza Shahid and Aisha Amir from GrabCycle, and what they do is to help reduce wastage by buying from stores, be it perishables, be it canned items, be it cafe and bakeries. And what they do is they sell it, and then a percentage of that goes to low-income families. Now, in terms of getting your supplies right now, where do you get your supplies from, and how receptive are these supermarkets?
From as at now, we really have almost like 10 supermarkets that we're buying the product from.
Okay.
But as a start, what we did was, because everyone knows in each supermarket, there's a reduced aisle.
I didn't know. Okay.
For the best before. So how we're doing is basically we help people to we bring the product to them. So we buy from the shelf, and then we sell to the public. As a start, when we approach the management team, they want us to do some pilot testing with the idea. And as I said, now we have 2 to 3 supermarkets are currently in talks where they will straight away sell the almost expired item directly to us without putting at the house.
I see. So right now, is you still going there to buy? So
so
you haven't struck a deal with them yet. Hopefully from this, they say, okay, great, this is another source of income for them as well.
Correct.
It's a valid idea. And also, you know, it helps reduce their space storage. It helps them reduce their waste as well.
So when you take these items, where do you take them to?
We have our own storage space.
Your own storage space?
Yes.
It's in whose house?
It's one of
all
the
our houses and our boots.
Okay, so then it's available online. People can buy it.
Yes.
Okay. Are there plans for a physical space?
For now, we probably plan for storage space as a central storage space inside the founder's house. That's the plan for now.
Okay.
For a physical space, we're not sure yet. But right now, what we're also kind of banking on is just the fact that we're delivering your groceries to you.
Okay.
So you don't have to travel. We're traveling for you.
So there's a logistics part as well that you can look at.
Yes.
So anything, you know, I'm sure you've learned a lot in this whole period, setting it up and all that and working. Has everything gone as planned? What were some, you know, because as much as possible, even though you go through this accelerated program and you try to, you know, cover everything, there are always going to be some loopholes until you do it, right?
Yep.
So what were some new
discoveries? We call those our fun milestones.
The fun milestones. Tell me about the fun milestones.
So basically, we pivoted a lot, actually. From the first day, we changed our business too much. And but now...
How so?
Also, because the idea is that what we did, we really love to do this validation where we go on ground, meeting people. And then once we meet people, we identify like, what we want, what we want to do, is not what they
Such as? What was an interesting discovery?
So such as interesting discovery, I noticed when I did a validation with the low-income families, if we give them like, if they have R5, give them an option whether you want to buy 2 gardenia or 10 unknown brand for braids. They will just still go to Gardenia because they believe in equality rather than just accepting whatever food that they can get.
Mm.
Hence why we start with a grab bag, which is the basic food necessities for the low-income families. And hence, because of that, then only we identify, okay, maybe instead of we just selling everything to the low-income families, why do we help them with something that they really need?
Okay.
So that's one of the pivot that we did.
Yeah, we found that like it was also just empowering the community, not just like for us as users who buy normal stuff, but also for low-income families. They want to feel validated as well.
Mm.
They want to feel like I'm worthy of the things that you are also worthy of. And these are basic rights. And, you know, it's that feeling of I can get as much as you can and you can give me as much as I can. So it's like a cohesive work between like two communities and kind of joining into one big solution.
Right. How receptive has it been? I mean, in terms of marketing and people knowing about you, how receptive has the general public been about buying from GrabCycle?
It's been great, actually. To be honest, I'm totally surprised with the reception that we get.
Yeah, it's very positive. People get hooked into the idea, they really enjoy kind of ordering from us.
Right.
Yeah, because for the past 3 months, our revenue has been increased up to 2,000 ringgit.
Mm-hmm.
And we are safe up to 70 to 80 kg of from being thrown to waste.
Okay.
And then we already have repeated customers, around, I think, almost 10 repeated customers who buy from us on a weekly basis.
Okay, so that's 70, 80 not gone to waste.
Yes.
That's on a what, weekly basis, monthly basis, you're saying?
That's the total.
That's the total so far.
Yeah, so
right.
far, yeah.
Okay. So what are some of the projects you're working on, you know, besides partnering with other food businesses and retailers?
So first of all, we would like to announce that our pineapple jam, our first ever pineapple jam, will be sold to...
Our delicious.
Yeah, starting next
jam.
Month.
Okay.
We're start selling our pineapple jam next month.
Okay.
And then the next one is basically what we're doing now. We are approaching all the cafes and bakeries.
Mm-hmm.
Like me and Aisha has been going to Suba, going to Bangsa, going to Publica, just approaching cafe by cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have planned to launch our mobile app around end of October, early November.
Okay.
Once the app is ready, getting a surplus bakeries is just a... It's just an app away, actually.
Okay, so it's basic. With the app, people can order online, I mean, easily via the app. Is that the purpose of the app?
That is one. And besides that, also can just browse through whatever that bargain bakeries or cakes or dessert on the app, and then you can just come and collect it.
Yeah, okay. Because we realized that it's not just these supermarket items that go to waste, but also for these bakeries, there's a shelf life.
Yeah.
And... there's a small window. Once the shelf life is over, there's a small window where you want to sell your things before it doesn't taste any good, or but you still kind of want to make a profit from it.
Mm.
So
at least cover the cost.
Yeah. So we created that platform where, hey, you want food? These are foods for cheap. But if not, it's going to go to waste. They're going to throw it away. Definitely cakes, tarts, all these things, they're going to go to waste. So the mobile app is to... give an availability for people to tell you, like, you know, okay, from this window to this window, these are the items that are going to be available. Take the code, go to the store, buy it, all yours, and for a cheaper price, and everybody saves money.
Yeah. And we're going to do, we had our first MVP last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It went well in Subang, Suka Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
And our
Shout
next
out
one
to Suka Cafe.
Yep. And then our next one is in this Sunday in KL with Born and Bred.
Okay.
So yeah, just check out our Instagram and you will see the update. Instagram, Facebook.
But people generally are quite receptive when you talk to these cafes. They're like, why not, right?
Yeah, because they believe in our cause.
Mm.
They believe in our cause and they see whatever we do. And at the end of the day, part of profit still goes to helping the low-income families.
Okay.
That's why they really love to be on board. And they know the problem of having have to throw away their bakeries or cakes because no one is buying it because of the quality reasons.
Right. So, and you buy it all. Oh, no. So, I mean, basically, people just go direct to the bakery.
Yes.
You're not keeping stock for that.
No.
And also not for the perishables.
And
aside from repurposing the perishables, then no.
Not really as well. So, I'm sure in your plan to magic and of course, yourself, where do you see GrabCycle in the next 5 years? What kind of... you know, savings or food wastage that we've, you know, how much of a problem do you think we would be able to have solved in the next 5 years?
Well, hopefully in the next 5 years, we're going to be a household name. People are going to, you know, like in...
GrabCycle lah. Okay.
People are going to be like, okay, let's buy our, like, hopefully by that time, we can deliver daily and things that we immediately take from the grocery stores, we can push out immediately, like really fast turnovers. And... maybe go regional, who knows?
Yeah. This exciting times ahead.
It's exciting, yeah. We're trying to push deadlines. We like impossible deadlines.
Because we believe that we Malaysian loves our food. We are passionate lovers of food.
Oh, every time we're foodies.
Before we eat, we take photo of it. So I think as a passion in foodie stuff, why do if we value our food, rather than it goes to waste, why do we do something about it?
All right. All the best with GrubCycle. It's an exciting project, and I think it's something that we as Malaysians need to be more cognizant of, not to waste, that there is another way of how we can actually reduce wastage. Reza Shahid and Aisha Amir from GrubCycle. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.